Question is this. Have you been living in denial lately? And I know you don't quite know my angle yet, so you don't know if you can answer yes or no, but I have a few follow-up diagnostic-type questions for you to answer this. Have you been living in denial lately? So answer this in your own heart. Do you spend more time judging the world's sins than you do repenting of your own? Do you complain more about the state of the heart of our nation than you do the state of your own heart? Do you exalt yourself more and humble others in your mind, or do you tend to humble yourself and exalt others? Do you believe that the Lord's way of dealing with our world is also your way? And lastly, and most importantly for our scripture today, do you live each day as if the Lord's plans for you will always line up with your plans for you? If you answered yes to any of those questions, then you are living in denial. There's many obstacles when we're following Jesus. I'm a follower of Jesus too, just like you, and I know the obstacles. It's difficult to follow him. But more often than not, 99% of the obstacles that we say stand in our way between us following our Lord are usually other people, or the world and how horrible the world's gotten, or our nation and how backwards our nation has gotten. But the obstacles that we usually point to aren't the obstacles that the one who we follow points to. Because Jesus says the biggest obstacle, the first and primary obstacle that stands in your way between you and your Lord is you, yourself. The obstacle is from within, not on the outside. He says, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself. And we have much to deny within us. These sinful tendencies within our own heart, our desire to judge others, our land, our leaders, even our own friends, is a way to deny our own faults. Because we're so focused on the speck in our brother's eye that we forget about the log that is in our own eyes. We're so focused on judging others that we forget to judge and deny ourselves. Our pride that insists that God's way of dealing with this world just so also happens to be our way of dealing with the world, and that we have all the answers. And if the world could just get in line with our answers, then everything would be okay. Denies the fact that God's ways are not your ways. And the arrogance within us that craves control, believing that God's plans for us are only those that we like, that will leave us with a good paycheck, a nice home, and a comfortable, cushy life. Jesus says, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and pick up his cross and follow me. Deny yourself is to deny the pride within you wherever and whenever it shows, to lay down your life before the Lord. To deny yourself is to acknowledge that God's thoughts are not your thoughts and that his ways are not your ways. Even if his ways mean suffering, they're better for you than whatever plans you have for happiness. Even if his ways mean loss, they're better for you. Even if your plans are for healing. Even if his ways involve a cross, a savage death and public disgrace, they're better for you than your plans for a comfortable life, because Christ has called you by name in your baptism to deny yourself and to trust him. to follow him in every season in life and in every week, every day, hour by hour, minute by minute. You must let go of control. You never had it to begin with. You were only living in denial. Stop pretending as if the Lord only wants for you what you want. You're only living in denial. Repent of your sin. The day of the Lord is surely coming, or he will come with all of his angels to judge what you have done, not what the world has done, not what our nation has done, what he, what she has done. You no longer live a life that trusts yourself and denies him. You must deny yourself and trust in him. Because God's thoughts are not your thoughts and his ways are not your ways. Jesus came to die. Peter says, live. The plans of God versus the plans of man. Trying to seize control and power of your life in order to protect it from suffering or somehow even death will ultimately, Jesus says, result in you losing everything. Yet when you lose your life for my sake, denying that you have anything to offer your Lord on your own, when you relinquish all control and simply follow Jesus, that's where you find life. Abundant life. And not abundant in the fact of riches or power or wealth or health, but abundant that you have the Lord's promises, the Lord's presence, and the Lord's plans for you. So yeah, it's a strange question. Have you been living in denial lately? Hopefully you have eyes to see now that there's sinful ways to live in denial, and then there's Christian ways to live in denial. And those Christian ways are always to deny yourself and to follow him wherever he leads. But I offer a cautionary tale before you leave here and you tackle the rest of the week with this pride that you'll go deny yourself better than everyone else denies themselves. To first look at the very first followers of Jesus, his disciples. They made promises too, that they would never deny him, that they'd pick up their cross and follow him wherever he led. And the night that he was betrayed, he told them they'd all leave, and Peter stood up and said, I'll never deny you, Lord. And that very night, he did three times. Jesus said, if you deny me before men, I will also deny you before my Father who's in heaven. And his closest friend, the first of the apostles, his confidant, denied him three times that very night. Jesus said, if you deny yourself and you pick up your cross and follow me, and no one was there to pick up his cross for him when he took it to Gethsemane. They compelled a passerby by the name of Simon of Cyrene to carry the Lord's cross. The disciples didn't live this life perfectly. Neither do I, and neither do you. But in the face of our denial, the Lord didn't deny you. He denied himself, and he trusted in his Lord's, the Father's plans all the way to the cross. And even in the face of us not being there to pick up his cross and to follow him, he laid himself down on the cross for the sins of you and the whole world. Even in the face of us failing to follow him like we should, he followed after us and found us as the good shepherd of his sheep. Jesus did this perfectly for your sake. Therefore, because you know who the Lord is and why he matters, because you have ears to hear and eyes that see and a heart that understands how much the Lord has loved you and his Son, deny yourself and pick up your cross and follow Jesus. Lay down your life for the one who laid down his life for you.